The Sabbath Meetings. That Sabbath morning, just a matter of hours after she had the dream, she addressed a large audience, many of whom were non-Adventists. "While we were assembled together in this humble place of worship," she wrote, "I felt indeed the peace of Christ. I felt that Jesus and angels were present." Conradi was a bit surprised after she finished her sermon when she suggested that the believers have a social meeting. Nothing of this kind had ever taken place in the Bowinkle Church. Except for a few who may have visited the church in Basel, the congregation didn't even know what a social meeting was. The usual procedure was to assemble together on the Sabbath day and pray for one another, then, because they had no minister to preach to them, go back to their homes. But, testimony services, who had ever heard of such? Sister White kindly insisted that such a meeting should be held, and she said, "The Spirit of the Lord was certainly in our midst. And when it ended, they could say, 'We had an excellent social meeting.' A rich blessing flowed into all hearts present. Most of the believers participated. My heart was made glad in the Lord to see so many who were indeed lights in the world," Ibid. There were still more meetings that memorable weekend in Bowinkle. On Saturday night, she made a special appeal for unity and harmony among the brethren. "I was urged to speak again, at 8 o'clock, which I did, upon the subject of making special efforts for harmony, and the necessity of the church having their minds occupied with thoughts upon the truth, the Savior, and the future life. By living and walking in the truth themselves, they will not be employed in talking of the errors and mistakes of others." After I had ceased speaking, Brother Conradi continued the meeting until midnight. Sunday, Brother Conradi spoke in the morning upon missionary work. At 3 o'clock, I spoke to those assembled from. I felt much freedom, although weak for want of food which I could not take upon my stomach. Brother Conradi labored with them faithfully, and I think with good success. There was a healing of their difficulties, except with one brother who left the meeting. Brother Conradi went after him and labored with him until 2 a.m., with a good prospect of the difficulties being healed.